fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, now you're good.
Yeah, Skype's ringing my ear here. Incoming call.
Sure. Is he still fading in and out? I guess so. Yeah, the internet has been behaving strange last week, even for me here in North Carolina. Welcome, everybody, to the John Moore Radio Show. This is Kirk Finney in North Carolina with Water Revolution. I'm standing in for just a few minutes with John while he gets his technical issues resolved, if he can. We're really excited to have you here today. We usually start off with the Pledge of Allegiance. I'll go ahead and recite that for everybody. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You know, such a great thing to be able to pledge allegiance to the country in great respect to all those that have given their time and their lives so that we can enjoy a level of freedom here that really no one else has in the world, although we do see it shrinking every day. You know, one of the things that I noticed on the news last night, which I think is pretty paramount, is the fact that the Federal Reserve has raised the basis lending rate again, 0.75 percentage points. You know, all of these raises that we've seen in the last few weeks and months, what they result in is everybody having to pay more for credit, you know, especially those that have got, you know, variable loans on their houses. Hopefully not too many people on this line have those. The credit card rates, everything is tied. The car payments that people might make, or the new car loans that they might make, I should say, are tied to this basis points increase. And what it's doing is it's shrinking the available credit. Despite this, we see the stock market, you know, somehow rising in response to these rates. I mean, everything is, you know, ass behind backwards, you know, from what we were understanding just when we were growing up. And we see a situation now where, you know, they've tinkered with the money supply to the point where it's going to become very, very difficult for people that have got steady, incomes, those in retirement, those that are getting pensions, all of these people are going to find it harder and harder to get by because they're not involved in a situation where their income can increase to keep up with this inflation. You know, we got rising costs. We have shrinking credit. I mean, this is a disaster, you know, and this is just another bellwether indicator that people absolutely need to take the time right now to get prepared every way that we can. And the two most important things, I think, are food and water. So if you can't afford the expensive, you know, freeze-dried packaged food, that's okay. Go ahead and go down to the local grocery store and buy whatever canned items you can. I mean, everything in cans is good. You know, listen, I like to eat organic fresh food when I can. But right now, if you're trying to prep for whatever may come down the road for any kind of a shutdown or you need to be, you know, holed up in your house for a month or two, whatever the circumstances, better to have the canned food with the calories on hand than to not have anything. I mean, and it's still affordable. I mean, prices have gone. I was in the grocery store the other day shopping for a Thai meal. I started cooking Thai food about 3 weeks ago, and I've had a lot of fun doing it. I really enjoyed it, and the times that we've gone out, and of course it's gotten so expensive. So I decided, hey, you know what? I'll buy a few extra kitchen accoutrements to add to my hundreds that I already have. And I'll start cooking Thai food. So it's been an interesting journey. And I noticed at the grocery store that literally the fruits and vegetables seem to be double the price of what they were even 5-6 months ago, certainly from last season. It's absolutely insane. I mean, I think the last time I went to the grocery store, you know, was probably 6 months or 8 months ago. I don't typically do the grocery shopping. Kathy does. But I'll tell you what, I mean, I don't know how people are doing it. I really don't. I mean, you know, thank God. I mean, we've got an independent business. We've had one for, you know, 20 years at this point. And we're able to get by. Now, we're certainly not breaking records like we were 2 years ago. You know, that's not happening to anybody I know. I mean, everybody I know that has any kind of a business, other than very few exceptions, is suffering setbacks and inking by and all the rest of it. And just more fuel on the fire, you know. And then another article is talking about how the White House wants to breach 3 or 4 dams, you know, water dams on the West Coast area in order to provide extra water for salmon fish or some crazy thing. I mean, we've got people running the government that are absolutely crazy, loon crazy. And so, you know, just another indicator, you know, of why we need to prep. So I just think, I mean, I would take this week, if you haven't before, to think seriously about additional food and water prep that you need to have on hand. It's so, so important. And I know John talks about it all the time. I think that, there's levels of equipment, there's levels of prep, there's security issues, right, that John's an absolute expert on. And of course, he gives even private consultations.
Good morning, Kirk.
Hey, how you doing, John? Welcome.
Well, thank you for filling in. The internet was giving me some issues this morning. I understand you already did the pledge. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
And the proper tip of the day is to get a large supply, emphasize the word large supply, of reusable, another very important word, reusable canning lids. A lot of people don't know such things even exist, but they've been around for about 25, 30 years or so. And talk about a great barter item. People use canning jars for decades. And the rings are something also can be used for decades. But the lids are, the standard lids are only usable one time for canning. After that, they can't be used for canning anymore. So a good supply of a very large supply of canning lids would be an excellent thing, don't you think, Kirk?
Yeah, I do. And I also think for those that have not explored just canning in general, I mean, it might be a really great idea, you know, to go in that direction. Now, I know that I guess some of the canning equipment can be difficult to find. We use All American at our house. Is that what you use too, John?
Yes. Now, there's lots of pressure canners that we're talking about here, pressure canners as opposed to the cold bath. And there's only one that is made so fine, the machine work on it is so accurate that it doesn't need, it doesn't use any kind of gasket. And the gaskets are fragile. The gaskets eventually wear out. But with the All American brand, you don't need gaskets, do you, sir? Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I got a text from one of the clients, and I glanced over at it. Attention spans run short this day and age. I agree. You know, that is a great feature. I mean, of course, we use gaskets in all of our water equipment, and you're absolutely right. You know, they do at some point, you know, wear down, need to be replaced. They need to be continuously lubricated. But I'll tell you what, you know, there's so many things. There's so many articles online and YouTube videos that'll show you how to do just about anything that you want to do. I mean, this is the most amazing thing. You know, we live at a time where information is so readily available. Anything you don't know about that you need to learn about, whether it be mechanical or other issues, you can find on YouTube and other video banks. And it's definitely worth, I mean, you'd be surprised where it could take you. But, you know, the other thing that I like about canned food that you buy at the grocery store is you can keep those cans, and they become really handy for like emergency alert. You know, you can set them up like in different areas of your house, you know, using the filament thread, the fishing line. And if anybody opens a door, if anybody crosses that line, it'll make the cans rattle. And for those on a tight budget, it's a great, you know, secondary emergency, you know, system, you know, using those cans. Have you ever done that, John?
Oh, yeah. It's a trick I learned in the Army that we would take fishing line and take 10 cans and put a couple little pebbles in the bottom so they would rattle if somebody bumped into them. And, yeah, we did that routinely, absolutely. Very handy at night, by the way. When you put them just about a foot off the ground or so. And, that does work. It's effective and it does work.
Yeah, I think, you know, looking at the news today, there's so many interesting things, you know, happening at this point. Did you see about how Ukraine has sold all that gold that they had in stock? I mean, that was just in it. Did you read that article?
I didn't read that, but I read how major U.S. agricultural firms have bought a huge portion of the Ukrainian farmland
right.
in the last several years.
Right. You know, I just don't get. I mean, to me, the Ukraine thing is a setup, you know, from day one. I think it's all about getting a foothold, you know, in there closer to Russia. Also, I think it becomes a great playground, you know, for the rich and famous in Washington, you know, to do their shenanigans that they've been doing, many of them economic, you know, a la the stories that we see, you know, with Hunter Biden and his business interests. Just a very, very interesting. I mean, the whole thing could be a tremendous, you know, multi-episode series.
No.
It probably never will be, but it could be.
Let's make a slight correction. Hunter Biden's white male in business interest. Now, blackmail is when you threaten to expose some bad information. White mail is when you promise something based on your ability to do things that can't be done otherwise,
right.
Which is, in this case of Hunter Biden, giving access to the vice president of the United States and what he could do.
The big guy. Do we lose you
again? I want to do a segue here. Irish segue. I have an Irish heritage. My great-grandfather, Henry Moore, immigrated from Ireland. He was a plumber. So we have a lot of listeners in Ireland. I have an Irish heritage. And the leadership of Ireland have quite frankly gone insane. Now, here's why. The leadership of the country of Ireland wants to cut down agriculture because of the make-believe fantasy that farming activity contributes to the climate changing, which is an absolute fantasy. There's no scientific basis for that whatsoever. So here's all you listeners in Ireland. Here's your choices. All of you can either cut back your diet by you can cut your population by 30%. You can increase your food imports by 30%. I'm not aware of a fourth choice. Are you aware of a fourth choice that Ireland could do here? Kirk?
No, I that's the problem. You know, people get cornered into a box and they've got to do certain things. And that's the whole idea, you know, of these additional control mechanisms, I think, is to, you know, to put people, you know, in between a rock and a hard place.
Well, I hope that the good people of Ireland will stand up and do what's going on in the Netherlands, which is to have nonviolent protests. The Irish government wants to. Well, gentlemen, all you men and women involved in agriculture in Ireland, that's their goal, to put you out of business, to either have dramatic. Now, here's one of the things that isn't being talked about. If there's 30% reduction in food in Ireland because they want to cut back on these allegedly dangerous greenhouse gases, and I say allegedly because carbon dioxide is something plants need. That means the people in Ireland, companies that sell food, will be importing food from someplace else, and that someplace else will be replacing the emissions into the atmosphere that Ireland is. Does that make sense, Kirk?
Yeah, I think so. I think everything that we see happening in Europe right now, and especially also in the Netherlands, having to do with farming and agriculture, is designed to force these people to buy the government or corporate sponsored food, through the food mechanisms that have been developed. And many of them are, old investors, Bezos, Microsoft, Gates, all these people are investing in various food delivery systems that are clearly designed to provide less than good food at higher profits to people that can't grow their own, and that's the whole reason, I think, behind these additional controls that we see. I mean, they're flat out trying to wipe out farmland in the Netherlands and get that land away from the farmers so they can expand, their city growth. I mean, it's just insane. And we see this it's happening in the U.S. too.
All right. We got a call on hold. We got John from Texas. Good morning, John.
I have a question about the Gulf Stream. What is the current status of the Gulf Stream? Has it stopped?
No, the Gulf Stream has not stopped. It's slowed down. Anything else, John?
Is this contributing to what's going on in the southwest of the United States, in the southern part, the ridge of high pressure?
If you want to know what the Gulf Stream is doing and not doing, read my paper, No Need for Panic. And there's another government study that U.S. tax dollars paid for, and beginning part of it's a convoluted title, but the beginning part of the title is An Abrupt Climate Change Scenario. It's a free download at my website, John. Thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Let's talk. We haven't talked about the Gulf Stream for quite a while here, Kirk. And when I was doing my homework, my research, which began the late spring of 2000, 22 years ago, I came to realize at some point the vital importance of the Gulf Stream, because the Gulf Stream, after energy from the sun hitting planet Earth, the next most important thing for the Northern Hemisphere is the Gulf Stream and how it affects climate in the entire Northern Hemisphere. Let's go back to the Gulf Stream. It was given its name by Ben Franklin back in the 18th century, and the scientists call it the North Atlantic Thermohaline Conveyor. It's warm water coming out of the Caribbean and what used to come out of the Gulf of Mexico until the explosion of that drilling platform. When was that? 10, 12 years ago, whenever that was. That warm water goes up the east coast of the United States, then about around Cape Hatteras starts going towards the east, northeast, towards England. It has a dramatic impact on weather in the Northern Hemisphere. And it has slowed down dramatically. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want to protect your car, your spouse's car, that car of that youngster off to college, the exact same way with the exact same equipment that the Department of Defense uses. You get a very nice $50 discount each piece of equipment at thelibertyman.com. Before we get back to the Gulfstream, Kirk, you manufacture an entire line of high-quality water filters. We focus a lot on the Ready Pure, a gravity feed stainless steel countertop water filter that, instead of the very fragile plastic spigot that used on Berkey's an excellent water filter, but that the weak point on the Berkey is that very fragile plastic spigot. And you've got a solid metal one that could be probably in use for decades in the future, doesn't it, sir?
Oh, no question. You know, I think our filters that we offer, you know, the cartridges themselves are also better than what you're going to get through Berkey. We've got a very finely crafted ceramic gravity-fed filter with an infill media that's designed to reduce and remove a lot of the contaminants that you're going to encounter, you know, chemically. So you've got the biological reduction aspect of the ceramic, which is near, you know, 98%, I think. And then you've got the chemical reduction capacity of the infill media. The two together make an incredible, water solution product. And then also, we've got situations around the country now, especially in the West, where they're talking about, finally pulling the trigger on what they call, the toilet to the tap water delivery process, which is where they take the wastewater and they recirculate it back into the drinking water, delivered to the houses. And they've got means, obviously, of some sterilization. I tell you, if there was ever a time where it was important to have water filters on hand in your house and for emergency use, this is the time. And our company, Water Revolution, is here to take care of all of your needs. We also specialize in antioxidant energized drinking water, which is something that you're not going to find in other places, too easily. And especially our recipe is a non-electric recipe. So we create the energy, the alkalinity, and the antioxidant value using a proprietary energized media blend that we created back in 2010. And we've got literally hundreds of doctors that are on board with us that are using this technology in their office, in their home, making it available to their patients. We've got a whole line of products built around this alkaline energized water. And we've got, obviously, whole house point of entry equipment. We've got a brand new whole house technology that's not only very efficacious, but very, very affordable. We've got a new device called the Helix Energizer, which simply slips right in to your direct water supply line in your home. It works with copper, CPVC, and PEX. Easy to install, comes with the installation tools, and is available with the Liberty Man discount for under $400. It is an incredible, incredible thing. I think people that have not taken personal responsibility for the water quality in their home, I need to do that ASAP, right away. It's going to become Absolutely. More and more important as we Absolutely. Go forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, well said. Well said, Kirk. Now, getting back to the Gulf Stream, I'm glad John brought this topic up because it hasn't been addressed in quite a while, and I've looked into this extensively. The paper at my website is critical, ladies and gentlemen. The Pentagon retained the services of two researchers to write this paper. So this is an official government document paid for with your tax dollars. It's about 19 pages long. The beginning part of the title is An Abrupt Climate Change Scenario. And I think the rest of it, if I can paraphrase, and its implications for United States national security. And it talks about the Gulf Stream. And here's the deal. Let's talk about the jet stream, for example. There's three jet streams. Now, Kirk, about 5 miles above your head, where you are in North Carolina right now, there's wind going, about 152 miles an hour. It's called the jet stream. And that goes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's three jet streams, the northern hemisphere, equatorial, and southern hemisphere. As I said before the break, the two things that have the biggest impact on weather and climate are the sun and the three different jet streams. Now, up until recently, the Gulf Stream regulated and helped control the northern jet stream, causing the jet stream to behave year after year, decade after decade, in a more or less predictable fashion, which means predictable temperatures and precipitation. That's gone. Even though the Gulf Stream has stopped dramatically, it has slowed down dramatically, it hasn't stopped completely. It still goes up the east coast of the United States. It goes east by northeast towards England, Ireland, and Scotland. But it did stop, and that's on my website too, is the date. I believe it was June of 12 years ago when the Gulf Stream stopped. And that's the deal. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. The articles I'm mentioning have been... And... Okay. I think we're back. Can you hear me, Kirk?
Yep, you're live.
Okay, thank you. My website is thelibertyman.com. We're having some technical issues this morning. Internet connections are kind of wonky for some reason. Regardless... the articles I'm talking about have been posted at my website for more than 10 years. My article, No Need for Panic, the paper written by the researchers paid for with your tax dollars, an abrupt climate change scenario. If you want to know what's going on and why, quite frankly, seriously, you really need to read that paper, an abrupt climate change scenario. When this paper was written, the Gulf Stream was still functioning. It was slowing down, but it was still functioning. And what the paper talks about, this was written, I think, about 12 years ago, maybe longer. They talk about massive changes worldwide. mass migration of millions of people. Syria is also part of what's called the Levant, L-E-V-A-N-T. And we always hear about people escaping the war in Syria and surrounding areas. What you haven't heard is the worst drought in 900 years taking place in that part of the world. You think that might just have something to do with people needing to leave? Of course it did. So those papers are at my website. My paper I wrote, No Need for Panic, and I think it was published in 2006. The a little bit later paper, An Abrupt Climate Change Scenario, paid for with your tax dollars. These guys, they interviewed scientists, climatologists, agriculture experts, economic experts, political experts, military experts to write this paper, and I think we get a lot out of it. Kirk, we got a caller and hold here. We got Chris Steiner, one of our RBN hosts. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, John and Kirk. Kirk, you mentioned that you also offer non-electric, is that right, alkaline water system, or is that a water ionizing system?
Yes, we actually pioneered that here in America back in late 2009, and what it is it's an energized media blend that we had built for us that creates an electrical shift in the water itself, and what happens is the water then behaves in the body, you know, akin to what you would see with an antioxidant. On top of that, we have a mineral blend that's part of that, and we use an infrared ceramic blend for other energies as well. So it's pretty unique, not available elsewhere, and I think very economical, you know, compared to the electronic solutions, which are then, of course, fraught with problems because electricity and water don't mesh well. But, we've got a great line of products. Yeah, happy to help any way I can.
Oh, so it's a non-electric system, like using minerals?
It is.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask is because I'm into water ionizers, being a distributor for water ionizers, and
right. Which company?
Enagic, Kangen Water.
Oh, okay. So the Kangen Water, yeah, great product.
Uh-huh. And I think I've seen some of these other systems. And by the way, what's your website so I can check it out?
It's water-revolution.com. The company is Water Revolution. We've been around since 2010.
All right. The reason I ask is because the alkaline water, you know how water ionizers split the water between acidic and alkaline?
Sure, yeah, the electrolysis chamber, right?
Yeah, and in the alkaline water, you might be aware, you can use to soak food to draw out the positively charged toxins and germs, most of which are positively charged. Well, you know, knowing that, that's a demonstration strategy a lot of people use, a lot of distributors use to show off with a taste test. We'll soak some cherry tomatoes in freshly ionized, highly alkaline water to draw out those, you know, toxins and pathogens. And after 10 minutes, do a taste test, and people can really notice the difference because it draws them out from deep within the plant tissue. I thought, well, what about soaking filters? And so I started doing that and noticed that I can indefinitely extend filtration life by doing, you know, drawing out those toxins and pathogens. And, that way I don't have to buy filters as much. So, you know, most toxins and pathogens are positively charged. So the negative charge or the antioxidant quality of the molecular hydrogen is sounds like it's present in what you're offering. I've seen some of these other products out there that, you know, I'm trying to remember the name of the mineral. It comes in black, pink, and green, different kinds of mineral. Can you tell me what kind of minerals or mineral is used in that media?
I could get specific with you, but then my wife would be angry because we do have a proprietary blend. You know, we've got several hundred doctors on board along with their patients and have for going on 15 years. Prior to Water Revolution, I was co-owner of an electronic ionizer company And we did over $20 million in sales in 2 years with the product that we had. And so I'm pretty familiar with the electronic, you know, ionizer industry, like real familiar, because, you know, we not only sold units, but we serviced units and did demonstrations and, you know, did comparison videos and all the rest of it. And, you know, I think that while those are great pieces of equipment, you know, for what they do, especially, as you mentioned, for industrial applications, I've got several industrial water ionizers at home that are built on a frame that are actually being used by different food manufacturing companies around the world, including a fish and seafood manufacturing company near Atlanta. And they use that machine exclusively for all their disinfection. So they're really great, you know, in certain applications. I think for the average person, I think our technology is more efficacious and a lot more affordable. And that's my opinion there, you know, knowing all the pieces of the puzzle as I do. Listen, I can't compare, you know, my Audi SQ5, you know, to a Ferrari, you know, car adequately, you know, because it isn't apples and apples. We're sort of the same way. I got to say, though, I mean, I have a ton of experience, not only with doctors, but patients and housewives and house husbands and people all around the world, you know, dealing with the alkaline antioxidant water at home, you know, what they use it for, how they use it. And I think on any, you know, contest level, I think we're heads in a way the best choice. And you know, obviously, you know, I own the company, so I'm prejudiced, you know, at some degree. But we have several hundred doctors, you know, with us that agree. But lots of choices, lots of competition. You know, the rising market raises all ships. I'm all for everybody out there. And I think Enagic, as I said, is a great company with a great product.
Well, thanks. I'm checking yours out. Tourmaline was the name of the mineral I was trying to remember.
Sure, that's one of the things that we do. Sure, yep.
Okay, all right. So I don't have any experience with it, but, you know, maybe that would be, maybe your alkaline water would be able, you know, since it's rich in antioxidants from the molecular hydrogen, if that's present, maybe that would have the same effect of drawing out the positively charged toxins and pathogens from whether it's food.
Yeah, I think when you crank up the electronic machine, you know, like a level 10 or 10 and a half, I think, you know, the water starts to behave as a really heavy surfactant. And you're right. I mean, there's some serious cleaning capacity, you know, with the water that those machines put out. That being said, there isn't anywhere in nature where you're going to find water of a greater pH than 8.5, including all the heavily touted, you know, wellness waters around the world, like Lourdes of France and, you know, the you know, Villa Cabamba and the you know, the Hunza Mountains and all these places that the water is known to have, you know, wellness effect. It's never greater than an 8.5. So I think that for commercial purposes and cleaning purposes, those machines are excellent alternatives. I don't know that people have a lot of business drinking the high alkaline water, you know, with the digestive tract being what it is and all the rest. I mean, again, personal opinion. I'm not a doctor. I don't make medical claims. I never have, but I've been it's going to be tough to find people, I think, that have Kathy and I's experience working with energized water. I'm sure there's comparable people out there, but, you know, I don't have any particular axe to grind. I just know from personal experience, you know, what I've seen over time and distance.
Well, yeah, I've heard people object that, if you have just stomach acid is down around 2 pH, that you don't want to neutralize it. And I agree, because what you want to do is wait at least a half hour before you eat to drink alkaline water, at least a half hour after you eat, because, you know, otherwise you'll be neutralizing the stomach acid and then kicking up the production of mucus that lines the lining of the stomach to protect the stomach. So I've noticed that when I drink alkaline water too close to when I eat, that I start getting mucusy in my sinuses, because the stomach is trying to protect itself from that extra hydrochloric acid. And what kind of pH range do your devices offer?
In between an 8 and a 9.5, depending on which piece of equipment.
Wow.
You know, my favorite is our Alka Purity HD, which combines our energized media solution with reverse osmosis, so that what happens is you're actually removing every single one of the toxins and contaminants in the water prior to the energization process, which I'm sure you must know, Chris, is different than what you'll experience with any countertop water ionizer or undercounter, for that matter. You know, they require mineral content in the water in order to function. And the problem is that all of these contaminants and toxins, if not all, the vast majority are smaller in particulate size, than the actual minerals. So if you're getting the minerals, guess what's running along with them? You know, no matter what you can show in a lab, you know, one time, one day, over time and distance with all of these units, you're getting toxins and other contaminants riding alongside of those minerals.
Right. Yeah, so
that to me was the biggest reason why we started Water Revolution, was that I recognized after years in the industry that it was really a twofold thing. One was, you know, increasing the energy value and the health value of the water and making it more akin to the organic fresh water you'd find in nature, combined with removing a lot of these man-made and, you know, man-delivered toxins that are out there, including the ag runoff, the glyphosate, the atrazine, the Roundup. I mean, all this stuff. I mean, no matter where you are in the country, we're being inundated, you know, with contaminants and harmful ingredients. And, you know, I think one of our responsibilities is to see that people can remove as much of that as possible, you know, from their diet. And one way to do that is with the convenience of the water, you know, delivered at your tap, as you know.
Yeah, I don't like a lot of distributors. I don't, a lot of users of water ionizers. I don't use tap water. I'd start out with filtered, nearly purified water down to about 1 parts per million dissolved solids because, purified water, I would use it. It's just so expensive. And then but because pure water doesn't conduct electricity well, as you know, I just dissolve in a little bit of Himalayan, pinch of Himalayan salt and Epsom salt, magnesium sulfate, to bring it up to about 30 parts per million or more to increase the conductivity, and then I get great results. So, you know, my machine is set at 9.5, and it comes out 10.7 pH that way, and I use some of the machine's own acidic water. I use the machine's own acidic water. It's about a third of the source water when I pump that through, so about two-thirds of it is the nearly purified water. And, because these mineral ions, as since your filtration is that you're selling is important, because the mineral ions of the harmful minerals are being absorbed, and mineral ions are the most readily absorbed, or adsorbed form of minerals that folks shouldn't be ingesting. And also folks should know that, the importance of being alkaline, because our bodies are slightly alkaline at about 7.4, 7.36 to 7.42, and if you can help your body return to alkalinity after you eat, because the stomach acid makes you acidic, and what you eat can make you acidic. I recommend a book called Alkalize or Die by Dr. Theodore Baruti, who talks about how to eat an alkaline diet. And if you're going to eat something cooked, for instance, like potatoes or apples and apple pie, then leave the skin on, or bananas with spots are more alkaline forming than those without the spots. And all these things you can do to help your body stay alkaline, because, if you don't have enough alkaline minerals in your bloodstream to help your body re-alkalize after you've eaten, then it's going to draw upon the minerals in the bones. After you've eaten, your body puts out, I won't go in the process, but, things like hydrogen peroxide and things that help you stay alkaline or slightly alkaline, and that's important to fight germs, too, because a lot of germs can't survive in an alkaline environment. They like to be around 3 or 4 pH, or they can't take a too acidic of an environment either, but we never get down to very acidic in our body except in our stomach, which is great for disinfecting. I want folks to understand the importance of alkalinity, and actually I've seen people with their bone density improve because they're drinking alkaline water, and I don't want to lower your sales of your water filters. marketing your alkaline water, but maybe that might help to, if you experiment soaking filters in your type of alkaline water, see if it might, you know, because it is antioxidant, might draw out those contaminants.
Okay. Well, Chris, we really appreciate your call. It was a great discussion. Thanks. You, sir. Okay.
All right. Take care.
Well, Kirk, everybody got an education on water quality and water filtration, didn't they, sir?
Well, you know, lots of great opinions out there. And, you know, I would encourage everybody to consider, you know, that a lot of the things that are said and spoken about, you know, involving energized water in the body, I have found are not true. And our marketing elements, you know, one being that drinking alkaline water can affect the blood pH directly, which has never been shown to be the case in any science. I mean, I think that, you know, alkaline water is
Kirk.
A great tool for a healthy
Kirk.
Diet. But, you know, not necessarily, you know, an alkalizer.
We got our last break. We'll be right back. Hold on, Kirk.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Kirk, live talk radio frequently goes in directions you never expect. I never expected to have a university-level discussion of water water purification, water pH, and the benefits of all these different things. But we went there, and that's okay, because this is genuinely life-saving information, isn't it, sir?
I think so. I think that the more you know, the better off you're going to be. And, you know, we always welcome, you know, comments about any other kind of technology that's out there, including those that, you know, are like what we do. You know, we do what we do the way we do it for a reason. And, you know, like I said earlier, we've got a lot of decades of experience, you know, working with energized water. And there's a lot of different opinions out there, and they're all valuable. I mean, I want to know as much as I can about the pros and cons of everything that I do so that I can make an educated decision and not an advertised one.
Right.
That's my personal feeling. I mean, call it simple, but that's how I look at it. And you know, so we welcome that all the time.
A final helpful hint here. Your stomach has hydrochloric acid, which is the proper amount of hydrochloric acid to digest food when you eat a meal. I got advice from my doctor, Dr. Huff, a few months ago, almost a year ago. Consume no liquids at all 1/2 hour before or during or 45 minutes after a meal. It doesn't matter what the liquid is. It's going to dilute the perfect amount of hydrochloric acid in your stomach and change the way your food is going to be digested in a very adverse way. So I found it very helpful for me. The manager of a local Chinese buffet, a Chinese national lady, she saw me having a meal with no liquids, and she says, John, that's how I eat. This is
double verification from a right. Chinese restaurant host. That's good.
Exactly. So it's simple, doesn't cost you anything. And, if you are going to drink a liquid, cold liquids are even worse.
Because yeah, I've heard that before, for sure.
The hydrochloric acid is at a certain temperature to digest the food. And if you cool it down, that makes it it's even worse than drinking just a plain room temperature liquid.
Absolutely.
So it's simple. It doesn't cost you anything. It's been a habit of mine for better part of a year now, and I noticed positive changes as a consequence. Before we get away here, Kirk, you have all your filters are in stock and ready for immediate shipment, sir?
We're back ordered now on our ceramics for Ready Pure. We expect delivery within the next 10 days.
Okay. That would be for the filters only. What about complete units?
Complete units are ready to go, but we don't have the filters for them.
Oh. Okay.
So all of our shipping on Ready Pure is back ordered for about 10 days.
Okay, well, 10 days is not bad compared
to
summer.
No, and, you know, we just had a little bit of run, you know, in the middle of the summer there. You know, I think a lot of people use our product, you know, for camping and outdoor excursions.
Okay. Thank you, Kirk. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, John. Thanks.
Okay, top of the hour break. We're back to Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Stay tuned.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There
there was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.